Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the biggest news ever when it comes to COVID-19, the martial law and everything we're seeing has now broken. The Communist Chinese came out in a reversal yesterday and released a document saying, okay, we were working with bats and COVID-19 under a U.S. government grant in Wuhan, going back starting in 2012, ending in 2017. The NIH and Fauci was directing us. Now, they've said this isn't man-made, even though major institutions and universities have scanned the virus and said that. It is so huge now they're being forced to say that because they know the evidence is mounting that that's the case. So now they're saying, hey, Obama and Hillary and Big Tech and Bill and Melinda Gates, they gave us these viruses. They did all of this. So if you want to blame China and talk about war with China, well, it's your fault. It's your deep state did it. Meanwhile, mainstream media is blaming Trump for any deaths and saying he should be driven from office. So Wuhan lab was performing experiments on bats from coronavirus caves. We already knew this. It was already in the literature. But what's crazy is now China is admitting all of this because they know that the Senate Intelligence Committee and others know what's happening and that Trump is getting ready to blame China for doing this because they did it in conjunction with the globalist deep state to have these weapons. And clearly when Taiwan was revolting, China was revolting, Xi Jinping was in trouble, this was a weapon against our economy. The commies would shut it down, cover it up. The media would praise them. The UN they own would praise them. But the same lapdog media for the commies then attacked America and Trump. Everything we predicted 9 weeks ago is now unfolded. But now the Chi-Coms have come out and said, watch out, blaming us, your deep state. Fauci, the NIH did it all. It's in the article. They may pull it any time, but we've saved it. It's posted in our article. They already changed the headline, already pulling some of the stuff. Admit this. This is a major shot across the bow from the Chi-Coms saying, hey, you blame us. You pull us into this. Hey, you gave it to us. You said we should do it. Well, Trump didn't do that. The deep state traitors did. So instead of Trump just sitting there and taking this and then going, sir, it's national security, you go, no, it's criminals in our government. We've already arrested the head scientist at Harvard involved in this. We've already arrested thousands of Chinese agents. We're going to just bring this out in front of America and explain the Democratic Party, Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms. They use the Chi-Coms to set this up. They use Communist China to carry out their crimes, launder their money, and now they've been caught red-handed because they're not going to give up. Just like when the impeachment didn't work, they launched this bio attack. And now it's an attack against the economy. You cannot sit there and take these attacks anymore. And that's my advice to the president, to the American people, to the Pentagon, is that we're already in a war. Everybody already knows it. And let's just get honest about where we are. But to have the Chi-Coms come out and say, we were given this by America. We were paid to do this by America. Okay, it's in our lab, but we were told to do it by you, is public blackmail. The article's global bombshell. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19 like coronaviruses at Wuhan lab under Barack Obama's directive. Boy, they don't want that getting out of them. This article was 5 years ago. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. They even changed that headline. A month ago when we first started covering, a few months ago, it said gain of function, man-made chimera. Why are, but it's on the way back machine. Why did North Carolina level 4 under Obama's directive give them a weaponized coronavirus that's airborne and kills people? It doesn't matter if the scientist changes the headline. We have the scientists in the reports. Look at this one. Coronavirus contains HIV insertions, choking fears over artificially created bioweapon. The Indian University has been vindicated. And now the Indian government last week announced criminal investigation of the Wuhan lab. Because the Indian government's got scientists as good as anybody. They've scanned it and they say it's man-made with the peace shuttle gene insertions. German labs, Indian labs, others who aren't afraid early on said, my God, this is totally man-made. It was man-made in the U.S. as a carrier virus. They brought it over, spliced it, then bred it in piglets that were fed dead piglets that had died from being injected with COVID-19. Unbelievable. the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became world treaty, Dr. Francis Boyle, in 60 seconds. Tell folks to tune in or roll over and die to the globalist. This is a major, giant development.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And you can go back to band.video, go back to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, starting about 9 weeks ago. We began to have Dr. Francis Boyle on every week. He normally comes on 3 or 4 times a year. He's got multiple degrees from Harvard, represents world leaders at The Hague, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that got adopted, most of it, into the World Treaty. And he came on 9 weeks ago. In fact, a minute I'll put up on screen for you. I'll put up on my phone. It's pretty quick. And he came on 9 weeks ago. There's one of them, February 21st. But he came on even before that and said, smoking gun bombshell interview, Professor Francis Boyle exposes the bioweapons origin of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And again, he came on 3 weeks before that, too. But great job, crew, pulling that up with 10 seconds, because they're just, this isn't a pre-planned show. They're just going off what I'm covering. So I've done my own research. When I got up this morning at like 6 a.m., and I went to drudgereport.com, I went to InfoWars.com, and I saw the Daily Mail, this basic British intelligence, with the headline, China admits that they were taking blood from bats and injecting it into piglets and isolating hundreds of new coronaviruses, including COVID-19, it just absolutely blew me away. Since then, they've changed the headline to blame America, which is what I predicted they would do. What do you do when the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, these big globalist weaponized systems are giving China these systems on record that Boyle exposed going back 8-9 weeks ago here on air? What do you do when that's happening? Well, you come out and you say, okay, we were given grants by the NIH to do this, just as Boyle said months ago, so don't blame us. So now they've gone from saying, oh, nothing's going on at the lab. We never looked at anything zoological. We're not looking at bats. Somebody ate a bat down the street. That's what caused it. To, okay, you're right, probably leaked out of our lab or whatever. The U.S. government told us to do this. Because, see, we weren't supposed to be that smart. Boyle was the first to say it. It's just true that it's in the literature, in the Scientific Press, that there was a scandal 5 years ago that this had been going on for 3 years then, now 8 years. And this is so huge because from what I see politically, forget the science, is that China now knows people are getting pissed that they leaked this, they had this, so they know that they're getting the blame. Even Bill Maher says this might be war Friday. And so they're going, oh, guess what? We were getting this from you. So they've gone from denying it and covering it up and going, okay, we did this. But think about, forget the Chi-Coms. Fauci, $100 million grant from Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates with their Event 201 for global martial law. Bill Gates wants injectable force inoculations, under-the-skin microchips. All this craziness, everything he's ever wanted, when meanwhile he's behind the scenes of this whole thing. This is so bombshell. And yeah, we'll play a clip next segment where Fauci said in 2017, Trump will be faced with a giant biological event. Well, now it's here. So we're told our way of life is over and all these things are going to happen. But the very people involved in it from the beginning, illegal weapons research, using China as the place to conduct gain of function, which was in the news that this was wrong. A major scandal. And what's their answer? They've gone in and edited the Daily Mail. They've gone in and edited the Scientist and removed the headline that was major controversy, chimera, lab-made cell, gain of function, because the literature said they did it. They weren't hiding it. Now they've just changed the headline. Creation of chimera SARS-like virus as scientists discussing the risk of gain of function research. So joining us for the rest of the hour is Dr. Boyle. In fact, I never go over his whole bio. Maybe I should sometimes. We want to hear somebody's credentials. It would take about an hour. But he's headed up international organizations. He's represented world leaders, presidential presidents, prime ministers at The Hague. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. He's delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. He's a best-selling author, the whole nine yards, and he's here with us. But for me, this is a seismic event to have China go from denying it, Dr. Boyle, to going, yeah, we did it, and you told us to. I mean, what in the hell's going on here?
Thank you for having me on, Alex. My best to your viewing audience, and happy Easter, Passover to those of you who observe these holidays. Well, right now, Alex, what seriously concerns me is this. Has there been anyone to sit down with President Trump and explain to him that this is an extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that has never been unleashed upon humanity before? It has now been reported that U.S. intelligence agencies figured out there was a loop, a leak of something there from the BSL-4 by the end of November, and apparently put it in daily intelligence reports or something like that, which, as we know, President Trump doesn't pay much attention to because, for good cause, he doesn't trust U.S. intelligence agencies. But they figured it out on the basis of their own intelligence sources. You know, our intelligence agencies are dumb. They might be corrupt, but they're not dumb. And that's why we pay tens of billions of dollars to work over there. And according to the report, the first Trump ever heard was by Alex Azar, up to his eyeballs in the drug industry on January 3rd. Well, did anyone ever tell President Trump what I said here before? An extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that threatens all of humanity. I don't get the impression that anyone has told him that, because the cast of characters he has around him, excluding Vice President Pence, are up to their eyeballs in this stuff. And they're not going to come clean, because eventually, as you correctly pointed out, the trail leads back to them.
I correctly pointed that out because you've harped on that in like 15 shows. You nailed it. You showed the original documents. It's now confirmed. I want to get into what this means when we come back. But Dr. Boyle, how big is it? Do you agree with my analysis? And maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're the expert. China coming out and saying, okay, it came out of our lab probably, but you paid us to do it. That's them trying to get out of this, and shows they're now trying to blackmail Fauci and the NIH to suppress Trump. And because Trump's going in the direction of blaming China, and China's like, wait, don't be so quick. You're involved up to your eyeballs.
Right. Well, you know, during the Watergate scandal, this is all a limited hangout by China. As I said before, it's clear China was weaponizing this Wuhan coronavirus to be used at some point in the future. There's not a doubt in my mind that was going on. But it is also clear from the record that they got this technology courtesy of the different agencies of the United States government that you have discussed, including the FDA, Harvard's Dana-Farber Cancer Center, University of North Carolina, Fauci's NIAID, and the National Institute of Health. And this all occurred under the Obama administration. As I said before, Trump is left holding the bag here. And he, I think, has to face up to the fact that we here in America are in the war of our lives in order to save our own people and our own country. I think he's got to be honest with the people, the American people, explain what happened here. You know, I'm not a China basher. As I said before, I'm a professor of international law. They can have whatever government they want over there, but it is undeniable what happened here. The Chinese government at the very top, from President Xi on down, as demonstrated by this cover-up, knew that they were weaponizing this coronavirus, and undoubtedly for use against us someday. We have to start with that and work forward from it.
Well, exactly. That's why it's always good to get you on. Stay there. We're going to break. But I get a headache with all the evidence. Where to start first? You just start at what the solution is, what Trump needs to do right now. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, got adopted into world treaty, just said that this is the greatest threat faced in modern times by America and the world, an offensive Chinese biological weapon developed the Wuhan weapons facility. He said that 9 weeks ago here on air. The article's posted. And now the communist Chinese have come out and said last night in a release that, okay, we were doing these research in the lab, it's true, but the NIH funded us. That's what Boyle harped on so much, because once that happens, the Chi-Coms can blackmail us and back and forth. Here's what Fauci had to say in 2017.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And he goes on to say that Trump will be challenged by. So Dr. Boyle, instead of being excited or in a good mood that we're so right about this, I'm the most freaked out I've ever been. The crew knows, and I've been on here 26 years. I never choke. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because I know how real it is. I see the lockdown. I see the thousands dead every day in New York. I sit there and I watch the media make jokes about this and blame Trump. Forget Trump. He's not behind it. And I see them reveling in it, trying to bring down the economy and calling for vaccines that you've pointed out yourself will never match what the mutation is. So that's worthless. The British government, the UK government, the Canadian government, I've got a stack here saying it'll never end until we have a cure. And I see the very medical tyranny, the Nazi science, as you call it, these level four bioweapons labs that are transferring this all over the world, not getting in trouble, but actually getting all this power. And I'm watching Fauci, because I remember, like, when you were on 9 weeks ago going, Fauci's behind it. He's been running it since the 80s. He runs the labs. He's doing it. I knew a lot of that was in the news then. You could find it. But I'm thinking, really, Fauci? And now the guy on stage I look at, who I know then transferred this to China with Obama, it's a feeling I've never had. It's not a feeling of fear, a feeling of even anger. It's more of a feeling of, like, how the hell is this happening? I'm going to stop. This is so huge. Well, let's just get the political here. Do you agree with me? I don't like to speculate, but you're a famous lawyer, too, not just a guy that researches science. What do you make of China coming out and saying this? Clearly, they're saying, don't blame us. We were being funded to do this research. Don't blame us. I mean, that's a pretty big development there. How else could you read that?
Well, right. Nuremberg, the Nazis tried make the defense known as tu quoque in Latin, you also, that, well, we might have committed war crimes, but so did you. And the Nuremberg Tribunal rejected that defense. And, we were sitting on that Nuremberg Tribunal. It was President Roosevelt's idea. So I don't think we should accept the Chinese defense here. And I want to make it clear, I'm not a China basher. I never have been.
No. I mean, you're well known to be not anti-China. But that's what I'm saying is there's that, because we know they brought up the eugenics programs in the U.S. and Margaret Sanger and stuff, and then said, so we're allowed to. And we're like, well, you actually executed it. What I'm getting at here is, how big is it that they're coming out saying, hey, don't blame us. We were working with Fauci. I mean, to me, that is that's showing desperateness right there, that the whole operation you exposed over 2 months ago here on air is now coming out in the open. That's got to be vindicating.
Well, I don't feel vindicated. It just seems that the Chinese have moved to the second stage of their propaganda campaign. The first was to cover it up and lie about it. And by the way, Fauci knew right away. If U.S. intelligence agencies figured this out by the end of November, it was pretty easy for Fauci to do. All he had to do was pull it up on his computer. It was right there that his NIAID had paid for it at University of North Carolina. It's there. You can just read it. And same with the National Institutes of Health. It was paused, and then it was approved again and reauthorized under Obama. So these people knew at the highest level, and they've tried to cover up everything since then. And not only that, but use it to empower themselves and their own agenda. You're exactly right.
But well, that's what makes me physically have an emotion beyond anger now. When I see the people, and what you said confirmed, because I believe you, and I've had you on for 20-something years, and I know you're a smart guy and really have integrity, but still I take stuff a little bit of grain of salt. Okay, well, maybe he's right about all of it. When I now know they're getting all the power, all the control, locking us down in our houses, they're behind this, they're covering it up, the Chi-Coms are now admitting it, plus we all the documents admitting it. I don't believe a damn thing the Chi-Coms say. To me, it's just surreal, Doctor. It's like, what's coming next?
Well, that's all I can say. You know, professionally, I've dealt with major war criminals myself, like Slobodan Milosevic, personally, Karadzic, and those types of people. So it doesn't surprise me at all that we have the exact same type of people here running this issue in the United States government, right under President Trump's nose and Vice President
And by the way, for an average person, I'm going to not interrupt you next segment, but that kind of sounds like a weird boast. You represented at The Hague Slobodan Milosevic and others. I mean, for folks that didn't know.
No, I didn't represent Milosevic. I went after Milosevic for the Bosnia.
You went after him, but you represented at the court trial.
Right. Both at the International Court of Justice in The Hague starting in 2003. And then in 1999, I agreed to become the attorney for the mothers of Srebrenica and Pedrina.
I'm sorry for saying that. I meant like you were representative at that trial.
I represented them before the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, and I got Milosevic indicted for almost every crime in the ICTY statute book, including two counts of genocide, one for genocide against Bosnia in general, and the second for Srebrenica, the genocide.
By the way, that's on record, and I knew that. Said it wrong. That's the perfect foot and mouth statement, but that's perfect when you're live, that happens. When we come back in a 10-minute segment, what do you want to lay out here? What are you predicting next happens if the Chinese government's now going, okay, we were doing experiments for the U.S. government, NIH, leave us alone, don't blame us. That, to me, just shows desperation. You're saying next. You say it's the next level of their propaganda.
Right. Well, again, I think we have to act irrespective of what they're doing. You know, they've lied from the get-go. You are correct. You know, this is a turbocharged Chinese communist dictatorship over there under President Xi. So we can't rely on anything coming out of China. Indeed, this so-called University of Washington program statistics, Americans killed, I think, yeah, they're relying on Chinese data. They admit it. Burks admits she's relying on Chinese data. It's completely preposterous. They're giving us lowball figures here of future American casualties. And that University of Washington, that study has been bought and paid for by Bill Gates. So how can you rely on any of that? You can't. You know, we American people are just going to have to take this into our own hands. But again, I don't know if anyone is...
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now, 50% off.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I don't put an act on here. I mean, I intellectually look at the news and the research, but then I tell you how I really feel. I think it's one reason we've been successful at waking a lot of people up is, when I'm angry, I'll tell you. And now I'm watching clearly a weaponized virus. That's why my biologists are so scared of it. That's killing people. And then I'm seeing the very people who are behind it getting all this power out of it. And that is disgusting to me. So Dr. Francis Boyle is here. He, again, represents world leaders at The Hague. He's also prosecuted people like Slobodan Milosevic, dictator of Serbia. He's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. And when he was on like 8-9 weeks ago and first broke all this, I have him back on. I'd say, well, break down again for listeners how it's weaponized, the universities that sold it, the NIH, how Fauci took his eyeballs. It's like, no. I've already covered that. Let's move on to what's happening now. And I get that. People should go back and watch it. It's at band.video, and I'm not even trying to find it myself. It takes like 5 minutes. But now watching this, I go back to this, to have China do a 180 and change course and say, okay, Maybe it came out of our lab. We were doing stuff, but it was for the U.S. with bats and COVID-19-style viruses where they give it to piglets, and then they die, and they grind up the piglets and feed them to them. You're the bioweapons expert. Now that you're getting this piece, obviously there's a lot more going on. What in the hell is going on here, and what do you expect to happen now?
Well, I'm afraid that if President Trump doesn't understand that this is an extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that we, the American people, are facing, a lot of us are going to die. There's no doubt about it. Because all the people Trump have around him, not counting Vice President Pence, have been lying and covering this up from the get-go and have been promoting their own interests and their own agenda. And right now, that is the direction in which we are moving. As you can see, despite all the happy talk on CNN and MSNBC and Fox and all the rest of them, COVID is completely out of anyone's control. It's only begun to take off in the rural sections of America that, because of the greed of the insurance companies, have lost so many of their doctors and hospitals. It's going to take through our rural people and our farmers like a hot knife through butter. It's going to cut through and is cutting through our blue-collar people without any question at all. And what we're really seeing being implemented so far by these people, it is the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters. And that was condemned at Nuremberg, too. That was the Nazi philosophy. And we're seeing that with all these people advising Trump, well, let's get the economy going. And they're going to be sacrificing blue-collar, white-collar. They are sacrificing our medical doctors and nurses. They will be sacrificing our farmers, all in the name of making profits and getting power over all of us.
Let me raise this paradox. You predicted it was weaponized, that it came out of the Wuhan lab, that they covered it up. Now the Chinese are basically admitting that. You said it's the NIH, it's the folks running things. So there's a paradox. Okay, it's a deadly virus. We don't know exactly how deadly or what groups, but they're using it to shut off the economy, to kick Trump out, the very people that are behind it. And so how do you deal with that paradox of, yeah, China and the globalists are involved in it, but then Trump sees them trying to keep stuff shut down longer as a power grab? You're saying, hey, the vaccine isn't going to save you. You're right on that front because they never guess the mutation. I mean, you're dead on all this. I'm trying to understand then. I mean, I get it. They bred it up. They released it. They use it to shut down Taiwan. You're saying maybe it leaked out. All I'm saying is, how do we deal with an imploding economy and the paradox of the left and others wanting this to stall the economy?
Well, I don't think, we should pay much attention to the left and the left news media. I that's why I'm appearing here, because they're not going to let me on there and say what I'm saying. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump. I'm a political independent. I'm just trying to give the best technical advice I can here. And yes, this coronavirus is extremely deadly. As far as I can figure out, it has nanotechnology in it, which is why it's maybe 120 microns. Well, where did they get that nanotechnology? Guess what? The chair of the Harvard chemistry department, an expert on nanotechnology, has his own lab over there in Wuhan. I suspect that's where they got the nanotechnology. The last time we have seen technology this dangerous was the Amerithrax, which I blew the whistle on that too. And that had nanotechnology involved too, which is how I knew it was a super weapons grade anthrax. that was a trillionth forest per gram. The only way you could do that was nanotechnology.
That's right, and you got the experimental vaccine program with the anthrax stop the Pentagon. The amount of stuff you've done is just crazy. And it's not about credit. You just people need to know the stuff you've done, Dr. Bull. You're prestigious when it comes to that. And so you're just saying we need to be very concerned because it's clearly man-made. It's weaponized. It's been miniaturized. And it's got NIH fingerprints all over it. Well, then I sit back, sir, and you don't speculate. I do. That's my job. And I look at this, and I see how they covered it up. It's been released. It's shutting down our economy. And I understand that's a paradox. You know, it's doing it because it is a deadly virus, but they knew it would do that. They're using it. And then I ask myself, well, they needed to shut down Taiwan. They needed to shut down the mainland. Xi Jinping was embarrassed. The globalists gave them this weapon. Did they advise Xi Jinping to let this get out or to not make it a big deal and cover it up so that they would then praise Xi Jinping for his response but say America's response was terrible? Because even if they didn't do that, they're using the virus to try to bring down Trump right now.
Well, that is correct. If you look at today's New York Times, they have a big article on what they say are all Trump's screw-ups. But they say nothing at all about the fact this went back to Obama. If you read that UNC article, it says right there at the end of it. And let me quote here in case there's any doubt. This is the UNC Wuhan 4 smoking gun article. Quote, experiments with the full length of and chimeric SHCO1 form recombinant viruses were initiated and performed prior to the gain of function research funding pause. That pause was by Obama because many scientists have said it was extremely existentially dangerous if it escaped.
So they sent it to China to complete the research.
Well, China, I think the research was completed and then China turbocharged it. Probably with that nanotechnology from the Harvard chair of the chemistry department, because if
who's
if,
now been arrested?
Hey, let me finish the point.
Sorry.
If the nanotechnology could not have been used at a BSL-3, you can only use nanotechnology at a BSL-4, like Amerithrax. So my guess is this thing was finally assembled. At the BSL-4 there in Wuhan. But let me continue. So this BSL-3 work with the gain of function for the coronavirus, SARS coronavirus, by the way, performed prior to the gain of function research funding pause by Obama. Well, and have since been reviewed by Obama, and approved by Obama.
All right, let's explain what that means when we come back. This is the key right now, folks.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
PQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My research has forced inoculations, digital tattoos in your vaccines, world government apps to track you. Google's now announced with Apple. They're merging when it comes to this to surveil everybody. And we've got Democrat Governor Whitmer adds U.S. flags the list of banned products during lockdown. That's just a gratuitous power grab. Coronavirus UK lockdown restrictions could remain until cure or vaccine found. Italy extends lockdown despite business pressure. And then you see communist Chinese propaganda everywhere that you cannot say it came from China. You can't discuss where it came from. The UN says it's a global problem. Yeah, but knowing where something came from is important so that who's behind it doesn't do it again. But we're told, oh, no, it's not man-made. It's out of this animal market for them. Well, okay, it probably came out of our lab, but the U.S. funded us. Well, that means the bureaucrats and the other power structure, the same group seizing power right now, I'm blaming President Trump. I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm here to defend the facts. Senator Francis Boyle, who I introduce again as the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, a lot of it got adopted as treaty. People ask, why do you introduce a guest every time? Because we have 10-minute segments to go about radio and TV broadcast. We have thousands of people tuning in every 30 seconds. So I'm just reintroducing who our guest is, very prestigious. You got to go to Band.video. He predicted all of this 8-9 weeks ago. We've shown those articles on screen where he talks about it being gain of function, biological weapon. He was reading earlier the documents where Obama paused this, then unpaused this. So start over again, police are, and then finish up with this critical part about the providence or the pedigree of this virus with the Chinese government now admitting, okay, we were funded by the NIH to do this. This is huge.
Right, and I'm, as you suggested at the beginning, Alex, I agree with you. We, the American people, are in the fight of our lives here. The First World War, no one invaded us. The Second World War, there wasn't a snowball chance in hell Hitler and the Nazis could invade us. The closest the Japanese got were the Aleutian Islands, which were not part of the United States at that time. But COVID has invaded us. We are at war with an offensive biological warfare weapon. President Trump has to level with the American people and move forward from there. Right now, we are not behaving that way at all. If you listen to all the advisors around President Trump, they're lying about it. They're covering up. Most of them are in their eyeballs about it. Oh, and let me say a word here about Jared Kushner, that, President Trump put Kushner in charge. Well, Kushner was so dumb, his daddy had to buy his way into Harvard. I spent 2 years teaching at undergraduates at Harvard. There were all sorts of kids there whose parents bought their way into Harvard, or their parents were very powerful people. President Xi has sent his daughter to Harvard. So they're not the brightest bulbs in the box. That's the band we now have running this for President Trump. Well, you know, this is craziness. This is insanity. These people are going to get hundreds of thousands of Americans killed. I kid you not.
Well, let me say it this way, Dr. Boyle. Then there's three paths here. And you can look at it from a Machiavellian perspective, as I know you were trained in, not to be Machiavellian, but to understand it. Either you go with total hysteria, end of the world, Trump has a big power grab out of that, like the left's trying to do. That's one way to beat them, is just to go their path and outdo them. I don't want to do that. Come out and say, hey, we're tough. We can handle 100,000 dead, 200,000 dead. Yeah, let's just power through and get the economy going. Or come out and say, no, it's a Chi-Com globalist operation. NIH did it. I didn't know Fauci and these guys were all involved. Trump talks about it. They instantly are all discredited. And then be honest with the public and say, what do you want to do? And then if the public hears that, they'll basically do whatever Trump wants because they'll trust him. I mean, those are the three paths. Right now, Trump's trying to go between denying it's happening and going into hysteria, and then the left's using that to shut off the economy instead of actually dealing with where it came from. America learns this is an attack on it by design. We'll be like the British being bombed by Hitler. It's not going to make us give up. It's going to make us get pissed off.
But I think, you know, again, my advice under the current circumstances would be for President Trump to level with the American people. And then, you know, I've heard this general who handled the Katrina catastrophe down there. And he has excellent ideas, in my opinion, about what needs to be done to fight back against COVID. He's given several interviews on MSNBC. He successfully handled Hurricane Katrina. He has advice on how the military can be used, not to control the American people, but just for logistics, supplies, and things of this nature. That's
another thing. We said this 6 weeks ago. Now they're reporting that the food is going to start running out with this lockdown.
It's going to happen, and, you know, the president has already activated the reserves and the individual ready reserves, and I'm afraid that this is going to be used against the American people. Yeah, that's the direction we are moving in now.
And people go, wait a minute, we need the military, but we don't. It's a paradox. If they're used right, it's good. If they're used wrong, it's bad. And people get confused by that. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully you can join us again later in the week because so much is going on. Thank you so much.
Well, again, thank you for having me on. And I say to everyone, keep the faith here in the American people, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. You know, a lot of listeners will ask me, they say, hey, you have one guest on saying this whole thing's a hoax. You have another guest on saying this is super real. We know it's real. We know something's going on. The question is, how bad is it? And the left, as you hear him saying, is trying to make it crash the economy. If America knows what it's dealing with and has confidence, it won't matter what happens. We can deal with it. They're trying to use the crisis to undermine the president and undermine confidence in the country to bring that down. We definitely don't want that. So this is a very sophisticated problem. But Boyle was on early February. Okay, so we're talking 9 weeks ago. He was like, I looked at him, he was like on like February 3rd, 4th or something, the first time on this. And so that's, you know, February, March, April, that's 9 weeks. We're on April 12th. And he just laid it all out. It's Wuhan. It was transferred from here, NIH, blah, blah. And now that's admitted. The Chinese are admitting it. So he has a lot of credibility. It doesn't mean all his projections are right. Nobody's are. None of us are God but God. And so, you know, Mike Adams had some dire projections, and we're seeing much lower numbers in the curve. Well, is that because the American people, first it was way up here, now it was half of that, now it's down here. They all went out and took vitamin D3, they all went out and took zinc, they all went out and took vitamin C. I mean, we know that really mitigates. But still, if you're old or have a pre-existing condition, it's bad. The fear is it is a bioweapon. The globalists cooked it up. They want to use it to push in martial law. They want it to be as bad as possible. That's why they don't want you knowing about things that boost your immunity. It's just an incredible time to be alive. Dr. Group was on 2 years ago. It was the last time he did an interview. He wouldn't tell me why. He gave me a call yesterday morning and told me why. I'm not at liberty to reveal that yet, but I got into some of it. The video is posted on Infowars.com, and it deals with the fact that he did predict that 5G lowers oxygen in the lungs, allows viral infections. He showed the studies. We're not saying 5G creates the virus, as we're saying it exacerbates and lowers immunity. He predicted it, including Wuhan, 2 years ago. It's an incredible interview. There's another one going up soon. He's the last interview he did with me. He went on Owen Schroyer right after that. I got into even more detail. So that's an amazing interview. They're trying to shut us down. Your word of mouth is absolutely king. What we get out is you telling folks about the videos and the articles like the one we just put on screen. In fact, I forget the exact title of that video. No, I titled it yesterday. When you put it on screen from Bandai Video, I'll tell folks the title of that interview with him on May 4th, 2018. Here, I'll pull it up on my phone. It's at Bandai Video. There it is. Video, watch researcher predict virus/5G crisis in 2008. And it's a very important interview. And yes, you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com funds our operation, plus you need it. Man, to boost my defenses, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Back in stock, Winter Sun, vitamin D3 with vitamin K, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. And X3 about to sell out, 60% off because that triiodine is so critical. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we do have storable food orders available again. It's only down to like 7 weeks for delivery now. Nobody else even has it. Food prices are going straight up. They actually have the food ready. They've just got to package it and ship it. So InfoWarsStore.com. Other people lie to you and say they'll ship to you in a week. It's total bull.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.